This here podcast is for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You never know, we might be talking about spirituality and wellness, relationships, whatever it is that you do to get your money, be it working somewhere, be it running your own thing, be it having a side hustle. It's all good over here. We are getting organized. We are handling our time management better, and we are having fun through it all. Because over here, it's all love, all light, and good vibes only. So if you are interested in living, laughing, and learning, growing, and glowing, drinking your water, and minding your own business, this is the perfect place for you. Hi, I'm Tiff, and welcome. Hey friend, and thank you for joining me for another edition of the Life Unscripted podcast by Organized Energy. I'm your girl Tiff, and I am so excited for you to be here with me for this episode. So first of all, I want to introduce myself just in case you're new to this show. I am Tiffany Williams. I am an author, obviously a podcaster, and I absolutely love all things training and development, personal development, you know, holistic development, and just stuff. You know, just the fun things about life. And the great vibes that I know you can bring to the room, despite how you might be feeling, right? And so I just want to bring a little sunshine to you and your day. All right. Okay. So if you are a new friend to the show, I want to welcome you. If you are an old friend to the show, I want to thank you for your consistency and for your support. I hope that no matter if you are new or old to this show, that you get exactly what you came for today. Okay? All right. So, all that being said, this is going to be a really short little voice note. I still hope that although it will be short and sweet, it will still be impactful and you will find value in it. Okay. All right. So super simple message. I want you to be good to you. That's it. I want you to be good to you. I want you to be gentle with you. Be gentle with yourself. Love on yourself a little more today than you might typically do. Be good to you. I'm saying this for a reason. I have come in contact with a couple of people that they've not been feeling their best. I think they perked up recently, but there were a few conversation or two that I had with them in recent weeks where, you know, we all have our days, right? We all have our days. But I know that at certain points of the year, you know, depending on the weather or holidays, you know, sometimes, you know, it might be a little bit more difficult to feel your best. You know, the holidays, sometimes people, you know, may remember times of old. You know, they may have a case of nostalgia and feel really good because perhaps the holidays brings back sweet memories. But, you know, there may be others who feel just the opposite. They may be triggered. They may feel sad or down or angry or apprehensive or, you know, something like that, based on their lived experiences. And there might be other people that make it to the holidays, you know, towards the end of the year, and they're looking at the calendar and they're like, man, the year is almost over. Where did the time go? And may feel as though they've not accomplished all that they wanted to have accomplished in the calendar year. You know, they may be feeling like, you know, man, it's October, November, December, you know, year's almost over. Goals have not been accomplished. And so that may invoke feelings of frustration or disappointment, you know. And so you just never know what people are going through or how they're feeling, because there may be times where they may be masking everything with a smile and you just don't know what's really lying beneath the smile. And so I say all that to say, I encourage you to just be good to yourself. You are not in this race to compete against anyone but yesterday's version of yourself. Today, we're just trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday for you. Not looking around, comparing yourself to others, not looking on social media, comparing yourself to just a snapshot, a highlight reel, a snippet of others' reality, or maybe not even reality, of what they're showing you. None of that. You're only in this race competing against yesterday's version of yourself. Today, we are aspiring for a new version, a better, improved iteration of ourselves, and that's it. And if you don't feel like pressing and doing that today, that's okay. Today, you can just rest and relax and be. You know, we've talked about that on previous episodes, just how important it is to just be, you know. And so I want to offer that to you today. I want to submit that thought, that idea, that notion to you today. To just be gentle, to just be thankful, reflect on where you've been. Reflect on how far you have come. Reflect on all the blessings that you are enjoying right now. Big or small, reflect on the fact that you are so blessed that you have things that money can't buy. There are people that have so much money, yet they can't even touch the amazing wealth that you have. Of the things that their money can't even begin to purchase. Yet you've been blessed to have those very things. And so I would love for you to find ways to be good to yourself today. And that could look like so many different things, because all of us are different. We all have different preferences and little things that make us tick. And so for you, a little treat or a little reward to yourself might look different than what that's going to look like to the next person. But whatever that is, just do it. I know for me, a thing that makes me happy is going to the Dollar Tree and getting stationery. I love to buy notebooks for a dollar from the Dollar Tree. I think now they've gone up to $1.25. I don't know, something about me and stationery, notebooks or pens or mechanical pencils, stickers. I know it might sound juvenile, but it makes me happy. Getting an ice cream cone makes me happy. You know, just really simple things. Trader Joe's has bouquets of flowers, you know, at the one, you know, near me, they're like $5 for a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And that makes me happy. Nice drinks, a cup of tea. I mean, really simple things. Really simple things. Reward yourself with something simple and just be good. You okay? Okay. All right. With that being said, I hope that you have the most blessed, least stressed day ever. And remember, I love you, and God loves you even more than that.
It is awesome to listen to my show, but wouldn't it be amazing if you could launch your very own? Go from listening to launching when you pick up my new book called Is This Thing On? The Super Simple Guide to Planning, Launching, and Scaling Your Podcast. And of course, it was written by a podcaster for new and aspiring podcasters. Think of it as business strategy meets podcasting 101. So yeah, anyone can launch a podcast. That's the easy part. But not everyone understands the business and brand strategy behind operating a podcast. Be it if you're doing it just for yourself and for pleasure as a hobby, or if you're doing it to get more eyes on your brand. Either way, this book, this project is for you. Visit organizedenergy.co/shop. Again, organizedenergy.co/shop. I've got some goodies for you. I want you to visit organizedenergy.co/spill the tea. organizedenergy.co/spill the tea. I have curated a list of some of the favorite tools and resources that I use as I operate my business that have been amazing for me. They have helped me to save time. They have helped me to build my team. They have helped me to stay connected with my people. And I absolutely love so many of these tools. I want to share them with you, and it's free to download. So again, go to organizedenergy.co/spill the tea so that I can help you get started working smarter and not harder. Again, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the fact that you shared your time with me. That's number one. Number two, I always tell you guys as I close out my show that I love you. I remind you that God loves you, and I want you to make sure that you love you. Okay? I love you. God loves you. I want to make sure that you love you. Now, if you enjoyed this show and what you heard today, I ask that you do me a favor as my bestie. Would you please go over to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify, and wherever else you listen that has the opportunity for you to rate and review. I would love for you to rate the show and to leave a meaningful review. I want to make sure that you also have subscribed to the show and that you will share it with someone that you think would really enjoy it like you do. Okay? I truly appreciate you. I really do love you. And I cannot wait for you to join me again on the next episode. Have the absolute best week ever.